Well, let us worship God. Let us sing to his praise and glory in Psalm 90, the Psalm 90. We shall sing the opening verses 1 to 7. Read some verses in Hebrews chapter 6 and then some verses in Hebrews chapter 10. The sixth chapter in Hebrews and reading from verse 13. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And then in chapter 10, we can begin to read at verse 21. The new and living way, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession or confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who has trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified, an holy thing, and hath done this despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that said, vengeance belongs unto me. I will recompense, says the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured, this word endurance again, you endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst you were made a gazing stock both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used. For you had compassion of me and my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing that in yourselves you have a better, in heaven, a better and an enduring substance. Cast not therefore away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience or endurance, this word again, for you have need of endurance, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and shall not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. And then follows the great chapter describing faith and its fruit. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, once again, it is our privilege and our duty to gather before the throne of grace and to come into the courts of God's house to meet with the Lord and in a secondary sense with one another also, but especially to hear the word of the Lord. And we recognize from the scriptures in many places that worship begins with paying attention to what God has to say, and a spiritual appetite for the word is a mark of those whose hearts God has turned and touched and indeed transformed by a touch of grace and the hope of glory, whereby by the Spirit there is an illumination of our mind, a quickening, a renewing, a rebirth, as it were, in the depths of our inner man. And we are brought out of darkness into God's marvelous light. And we pray that we would appreciate this and apply it in our lives, that we would not only believe the things of the gospel, but that we would confess the things of the gospel, not only in the safety and security of believing fellowships, but in the cold, hostile world where there is darkness and opposition and criticism and many arguments against the faith, and few find the narrow way which leads unto life. And we pray that we would face the issues of living by faith and not by sight, and that we would not simply rely on a religious tradition and the way in which we have been brought up, as it were, in the church, but rather knowing Christ. As the Apostle Paul tells us, that his desire was to know Christ and to know him better than ever before. And for this great cause he pressed on, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are before. He reached forward to those high and holy things of Christ, that he would apprehend that for which he had been apprehended by Christ, and increasingly enjoying and appreciating and basking in the knowledge, the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. So we pray that this would be our confession always, and that as the Apostle Peter exhorts us to be ready always with an answer to those who would question concerning the hope that is in us, may we know what that hope is. May we have the clarity of speech to articulate it and the graciousness of heart to explain it to those who would ask us why we believe and do such things. Heavenly Father, give us that alertness to recognize opportunities when they come and to take opportunities when they come, and also at times to make opportunities for speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ, opening the conversation with others in such a manner that we lead naturally to consider and explain who Christ is and what he has done and what he means to us, the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. And we pray as we gather here this evening that once again we would be caught up in this evening hour of the Lord's Day and be conscious that there is a privilege given to us now which is not given to everyone, and that is a privilege that can easily be taken away because we stand by grace and by faith alone. So may we listen and may we learn and may we live the life of those who truly believe and increasingly grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We acknowledge our sins are too many to be numbered, and we acknowledge the blood of Christ is the only cleansing power in the universe to take away our sin. And to that blood we look again, and to his holy name we trust again, and in his name we pray again. For Jesus' sake, amen. Now we're going to read some verses in Hebrews chapter 11. And towards the end of this mighty chapter, at verse 32, we can read these closing verses. Hebrews chapter 11. And what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson and Jephthah, of David also and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains, and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, for when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loves, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God is dealing with you as sons. For what son is he whom the Father chastens not? And we shall leave the reading at that point. Once again, we remind you of the notices. Nothing out of the ordinary. Our Deacon's Court on Tuesday at 5:45. And our Wednesday meeting, of course, at 7 o'clock. Next Lord's Day also, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. And we, of course, always extend a welcome to visitors with us. And we shall now receive the offering. Well, we continue in Psalm 90. And we sing verses 8 to 12.